There's really three kinds of supercomputers, and two kinds of problems that run on these supercomputers. If you deal with a large set of problems that can be broken up, like for example, you're doing a sequence analysis and you're just comparing this one to that one, no problem. You can split that up on so that this sequence analysis runs on this computer, this sequence analysis runs on that computer, and you can do that as big as you want. Finding extraterrestrials, that's another problem that they're looking for patterns in radio waves. They record some radio, radio noise, and they're looking for patterns in it. Well, you just, take a snip of the radio recording and send it to each computer, and you have millions of people doing this at the same time. So you have a tremendous amount of processing. That's a supercomputer. But that's a very parallelizable problem. There's other class of problems that require a lot of inter-process communication. And those really require the big systems, the big iron from Sun or Silicon Graphics. And that's where, like for example, modeling DNA. Every molecule, every atom in a DNA molecule interacts with each other, even if it's on the opposite side of the strand or way over here, it still has some attractive force you need to calculate. So if you're doing molecular modeling, a big Beowulf type of supercomputer is not going to cut it for you because you're spending most of your time doing all this traffic in between all the different processes. So that really requires either a computer that is extremely fast or designed to handle that type of problem where all the communication is handled inside this very large computer, or another way to do that is Sun and Silicon Graphics. Silicon Graphics has a 1024 processor system. It's running Linux. It's something that they share memory. So the communication between each processor is really just, put something in memory and then hand it off to the next processor. There's no messages, really being passed back and forth. So it's something that if you have a parallelizable problem, you can run it on a Beowulf cluster of Linux boxes really easily. If you have something that's not parallelizable, you really still need a massive supercomputer from SGI or Cray or some other company that builds it. So there's a lot of really good free tools and open source tools for doing scientific work. So there's molecular modeling software, there's genome analysis, there's database software, and because it's open source, you can go in there and tweak it and make changes, recompile it with flags for your particular machine, put in the hooks for one thing that I've done is write little scripts around those programs so that I can launch a whole cluster of software onto a whole bunch of different machines and then go back later and pick up all the results. So Linux, it's just a really good environment to have open source software and these modules and just put it right there and it just works because that's what it was developed on. That's what it's, everyone's playing with it. It doesn't cost anything. Universities are using it all over the place. So it just lends itself to being a very scientific software friendly operating system. So.